Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
My name is Bill.
Episode 59.
Couldn't find a sports star.
No sports star.
Sorry.
We're going to run pretty short on this.
Yeah, it's going to get a little tight here.
That's right.
There's nothing after 100.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And between now and then, it's like hockey players and football players pretty much.
Yeah.
That's right. Cool, man. So what have you been up to since the last episode?
It snowed a lot.
It did. Too much.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
It really is.
Yeah. It's wintertime in Canada.
Yeah.
We never get it.
Yeah. Here on the West Coast in Victoria, it's usually pretty mild.
Yeah. Usually it's like 10 degrees, but
yeah,
not this time.
Sometimes the windshield on my car will get a little frosty and I have to scrape it and that's it.
Ooh.
But no, I just swiped snow off my car this morning.
Nice. I went to the Whistler Film Festival last weekend.
That's right. How did that go?
It's pretty disappointing.
Ah.
Really cool to see friends.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marina Antunes, Melissa McDowell. Hello. You're all great. Saw 9 films and like 2 of them.
Oh, brutal, man.
Not the best average.
Yeah, that sucks.
More on that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fun time. It was really cold.
Yeah.
Froze my balls off.
That's right.
And yeah, other than that, I came back and just noticed I hadn't watched any movies before the show.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I got to catch up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, when you say catch up, that's like, Bill catch up.
I watched like 10 movies in the last 2 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on, dude.
Sports-wise, my Red Sox picked up another ace.
Okay.
Chris Sale.
Okay.
Chicago White Sox player.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys came out ahead on that one.
I would say so.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Right on.
World Series, baby, next year.
Right on, dude.
My Red Wings are still 500.
Hey.
Yikes. United beat Tottenham on the weekend.
They did.
Yeah, 1-0.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
You guys lost?
Draw.
Draw? Okay.
Which is essentially a loss.
I thought it was a loss. So.
When you're at the top of the table, that's a loss. Especially against... who did they play?
I don't even remember, but all I know is that Chelsea won and City lost to Leicester.
Yeah that's right.
And Leicester bossed them.
They did.
It was great.
Yeah.
And my fucking Packers, man.
Yeah.
We've won 3 in a row now after losing 5 in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, beat Seattle.
Yeah.
What?
What up with that?
Okay. Makes no sense.
Well, Lambeau Field, man.
No, but Seattle's cold, too.
Yeah.
No, they just got healthy.
That's true.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, hey, we're playing good again.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, and they're in the hunt now,
we'll probably just crawl into the playoffs and get like a 1 seed. I hate the freaking Packers right now. They're driving me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
What about your team lost?
Yeah, they lost against the Giants. I'm not too worried about it, though, because the Giants, their defensive unit's really good this year, and it was in New York.
Both losses to the Giants.
Yeah, both losses to the Giants. The first game, though, was in Dallas. Dak Prescott's first NFL start. So, you know, they're a tough team. Full credit to them.
Oh, dude, it was 10-7.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's a pick-em game.
It is.
Very defensive.
It really is, yeah. And yeah, as you mentioned, Liverpool, total disgrace. they've gotten by without a defensive unit for so long that it's just starting to show now.
And Coutinho's gone for 5 weeks.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the backbone of any attack. Mane is pretty good. And Firmino, he's always pretty consistent. Lallana's pretty good. But yeah, they lost some depth. Yeah, their center backs just aren't very good. Started playing Watch Dogs 2, and I'm just ready for it to be over. It's getting really repetitive.
Remember when I said I hadn't watched any movies?
Yeah, yeah.
It's because I played 40 hours of Final Fantasy 15.
No way.
In like 4 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How's that going?
I'm kicking some ass.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm almost near the end of the game.
Holy cow.
And I grinded a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm probably 20 levels ahead of where I'm supposed to be.
No way.
So I'm just killing motherfuckers right now.
That's
just
awesome.
Get out of my way.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, fuck your couch.
Pretty much.
Right on, dude.
I got 2 more things.
Yeah, yeah.
Make them quick and dirty.
Yeah.
I hope everybody watched David Ehrlich's Top 25 Countdown.
Yes.
Another genius video, sir.
Amazing.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Even if I don't agree with some of the movies, that's part of the fun of it.
Yeah, he cuts them so well. Like, the musical choices he makes are hilarious and, like, spot on and gives you a new way of appreciating movies. And I love that.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And this Thursday, we're seeing Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do with that?
I think we can do what we did with The Force Awakens. Like, I'll bring the portable recorder. We'll lock down like a, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 minute review of it.
Cool.
Spoiler free, of course.
Cool.
We won't, because I know some people are, they really want to hear about it or talk about it, and that's one way of doing it. So we'll give the people what they want.
And then, like, post it on Friday again?
Yeah.
Like, right when it opens?
Yeah. I'll go home, post it.
Adrian won't sleep?
I won't sleep Thursday night. I'm seeing it twice that night.
Nice.
Just like The Force Awakens.
Nice. I wish I could, but I have to work.
Yeah.
And then I have, like, 10 minutes to get to the theater.
Oh, that's hardcore, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably going to involve me taking a cab.
Oh, that sucks.
So, yeah whatever. Yeah. Star Wars. Stop bitching, Bo.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thursday.
But that's it for me.
Cool.
That was a long one.
Yeah, it was. Got a lot to say.
Yeah.
A lot of things happening in this world. I guess we can move into our next part of the show, the rant. I'll go first this time while it's fresh in my head. My rant is about the end of the year. We all love to post our, you know, top 10 movies of the year, top 20, 25, whatever number you pick. There seems to be a lot of people who are just in a race to post their favorites. And I know a big part of it is these people rely on clicks for revenue. I get that, but it still sucks because you mentioned just as we were kind of getting ready for the show, there's like a few titles that people are going to be excluding because they need to say first.
They haven't seen Passengers.
Yeah.
They haven't seen, they probably haven't seen Silence, and they haven't seen Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking Star Wars is not going to be my number one film of the year.
Yeah.
But I'd like to give it a chance to be.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Why not?
I know a pretty prominent internet critic today said it was his favorite film of the year.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be mine,
yeah,
but cool on you.
Yeah.
At least you've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, people who put their list out 2 weeks ago, shame on you.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before seeing a Scorsese film that's been like a passion project of his for years.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That's what I say to those people.
Tell us how you really feel. Right on.
Yeah, and then just a side rant about that is going into the comments section of people, there are those mouth breathers who will post like, oh, you didn't see Arrival, or you didn't see, you know, whatever Marvel movie. And it's like, how come you left this off the list? It's like, it's that person's list. It's not yours. Like, they're not making the consensus top 10. It's their top 10. So a big fuck you to those people too.
Adrian's testy today.
That's right.
Right on.
Yeah. Been watching too many movies set in Massachusetts. I think that's what it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. My rant is, hey, Disney, why did you let Film Twitter see Rogue One a week early?
Why did you do that, Disney?
Because I'm going to get spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the biggest film of the year.
It is.
So, as Adrian said, a big giant fuck you to Disney for giving people an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And people can't shut up.
Yeah.
They're going to ruin it for me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to hunt them down. And I'm going to skin them alive.
That's right.
And dance around naked in front of a mirror with my balls tucked.
There you go. All right. Oh, man.
With the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, man. Screw that. I hate that stuff, too.
Yeah. I'm gonna know the ending of Rogue One by Thursday.
Yeah.
Somebody is going to ruin it.
Spoiler. They get the plans, Bill.
Yeah. Yes. There's a planet that has Ewoks on it.
There you go.
That's from movies ahead.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Rant out.
Rant out. Good rant. I agree with you, man. So now that we have the rant out of our systems here, you ready to talk about some movies?
Sure.
All right. Well, let's start off with Manchester by the Sea.
We're not going to be here that much longer.
I'm not moving to Boston, Uncle Lee.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
You
right
said
now.
He left you money so you could move.
Yeah, that doesn't
mean... Anyway, what's in Boston? You're a janitor.
So what?
You could do that anywhere. There's plenty of toilets and clogged up drains all over town.
I don't want to
All
talk
my friends are here. I'm on the hockey team. I'm on the basketball team. I gotta maintain our boat now. I work on George's boat 2 days a week. I got two girlfriends, and I'm in a band. You're a janitor in Quincy. What the hell do you care where you live?
All Okay, so what is this film all about?
Directed by Kenneth Lonergan, an uncle is forced to take care of his teenage nephew after the boy's father dies. Wow, could you be any more vague, IMDb? Oh, it gets worse later. The one for La La Land? Oh, you're going to laugh.
Oh, really?
It's terrible.
Nice.
But that one was pretty bad, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Casey Affleck, Michelle Williams, Kyle Chandler, and introducing Lucas Hedges.
Yeah. It's one of Wes Anderson's boys, right?
I don't really know if I've ever seen him before, but...
Yeah, you have.
I have no idea where he came from, because yeah. He's spectacular in the film. So I honestly haven't even talked to you about this yet. Yeah. I saw this film 3 months ago.
That's right.
And you know what the fuck I feel about it.
That's
so,
right.
Adrian Charlie, did you like Manchester by the Sea?
I enjoyed it.
Oh!
I didn't love it, though. Wow. Which is, I know, a shocker.
Wow!
It's crazy, right? It's, I enjoyed
I'm gonna leave.
You're gonna leave.
I'm gonna leave. It's my house.
That's right. Yeah, we're gonna have to swap houses.
Oh, my
here's
God.
My keys.
This is shocking.
Yeah, I know it's shocking, man. I just not quite my tempo. I enjoyed it. Like I don't want to sound like I'm down on the film. You're gonna be surprised to find out this movie didn't get me emotionally. Like
wow.
It's almost like I was completely numb. Dead inside. I don't know. I was watching it and I was like, okay, I can see how somebody would have an emotional reaction to that. But for some reason, I didn't feel emotional while watching the film. But I did like recognize that this is like an amazing script with outstanding narrative structure. Like the way Lonergan tells this story, it's very risky, but he pulls it off beautifully, I thought, because a lot of lesser filmmakers would fumble this, like, you know, speaking of football terms, they would fumble the ball and it would be atrocious. But this is very well crafted, and I can appreciate that it's a great film. I didn't quite vibe with it as much as the consensus, I guess you could say.
Did you vibe with Casey Affleck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I really enjoyed the performances.
Okay.
Casey Affleck, I thought he played it perfectly. You know, because in the premise of the movie, his brother dies and he has to go take care of his nephew. And you learn things about him throughout the story. And you learn why he is the way he is. And, man, that stuff is hardcore.
Yeah, it probably wasn't a good idea for him to come back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you can tell he didn't want to go back.
No.
The way Affleck played it, I was just like, God damn, this guy's so good. Like, and he's always been so good. Like,
yeah, he's one of the constantly underrated actors of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here comes the praise.
There you go. Well, I enjoyed it, though.
Okay. As I said, a round of applause for Casey Affleck. It's the best male performance of the year.
Nice, yeah.
Nothing's even close.
Yeah.
Anybody else talking about Denzel?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that movie. Yeah. Not allowed to talk about it yet.
Okay,
but yeah. I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
Not as good.
Yeah.
It's the second best film of the year.
Yeah.
Any other year, this would be number one by a complete, like, no, not even a question.
Mm-hmm.
There's just another movie that's a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's like 1A, 1B. The Lonergan script is just genius.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious.
It is funny.
There's a scene in the film where he legitimately gets you laughing so freaking hard. And within that laughter, he does something that shocks you so hard that I almost fell out of my chair at how brilliant it was.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'm going to be really vague here.
Yeah.
The cop station.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
An amazing scene. It's not the best shot film of the year by any stretch.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really earnest story.
Yeah.
So it has to look that way, too.
Yeah.
And I think it totally does. I think it works. The Lucas Hedges guy, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams, 3 or 4 scenes.
Kills, and she knocks it out of the park.
Kills every time she's on the screen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, this film to me screams Best Picture.
Yeah.
We hate the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We hate them.
We've already said this before.
Yeah. If you're new to the show, we hate the Oscars. Any awards.
But I think to win, you have to have a giant consensus. And it's always the film people agree about.
Mm-hmm.
The really easy film.
Yeah.
It won't be Moonlight.
No.
It's too hard.
Yeah.
Too many issues.
Yeah.
I think this is the consensus film.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Lonergan's a genius.
Yeah.
And I've always thought this, which is so weird because I totally am now completely thinking I should have picked a different movie for Movie Club.
No, man, it's all good.
Shit.
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the second best film of the year.
Nice.
I'd be shocked if I got a few more movies to see.
Yeah.
It's not going to get knocked down.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And the thing with this movie is I can appreciate that. And, you know, sometimes I think both you and me have done this with previous films that have been like the consensus, you know, top three of the year. And they're going into this season and people are talking about Sully as like one of the best movies of the year. Wow. We're both kind of like, fuck that. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like Forrest Gump winning, what was that, 93, 94?
Over Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. It's like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is on the other side of the spectrum for me, though. Like, I can't say a bad thing about the film.
Okay.
Well, and the like, if it's going to be at the top of a lot of other people's lists, I'm cool with that. Just didn't quite vibe with it as much as I was hoping.
If you were to rate it, what would you put it at?
I'd probably 4.5.
Okay, cool.
4 or 4.5.
Cool. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's what I like about this show. We don't agree sometimes. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, for me, it sucked because I was just like, oh man, like, I'm like nowhere near as.
Weirdly, I totally thought this might happen because you totally didn't talk about it.
I know.
Usually, if you were like totally over it, you would text me right after and go, yeah. Holy shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's yeah. cool. That's fine. Yeah. You know, it would be a really boring show if we all just went the same way.
Yeah, exactly. So. That's the thing. Yeah. And that's the thing about our show, too, is you and me, we can be honest with each other. And with anybody listening, we don't have to put on a face for anybody else.
No.
Like, we run this shit. We make our own rules.
Totally. Like, and as I always say, my lists are definitive, so listen to me. But it's fine.
Yeah. 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 And it's one that I was like, oh, man, I was trying really hard to be like, okay, this is the one. Who knows? Maybe I'll watch it another time, like a year from now, and I'll go, what was I thinking? Cool. So that's Manchester by the Sea. And like I said, I don't want to sound like I'm down on the film. I highly recommend it. And I believe it's one that's a must see for anybody who likes movies.
It's one of the best films of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. According to you. According to Bill.
It's all good.
Let's move on to our next film. Let's talk about Damien Chazelle's latest film, La La Land.
I got a call back.
What? Come on. For what?
For a TV show. The one that I was telling you about earlier.
The Dangerous Minds meets the OC?
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's really incredible. Exciting.
I feel like I said negative stuff about it before.
What?
It's like Rebel Without a Cause, sort of.
I got the bullets.
Yes.
You've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my. You know it's playing at the Rialto.
Really?
Yes. You should... I mean, I can take you.
Okay.
You know, for research.
For research?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Monday night, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
For research.
Okay, so what is this movie all about?
As you said, directed by Damien Chazelle. This is the bad IMDb I was talking about.
Yeah.
A jazz pianist falls for an expiring actress in Los Angeles.
Expiring?
No.
What?
Aspiring.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa, that's hardcore.
That'd be cool if it was expiring.
I think she is.
I think Adrian was expiring when he was watching this film.
I was, actually. It's like, oh, man. This is... Here's my IMDb synopsis. The brown version. Because I have brown skin. It's a movie about white people celebrating white people, starring white people, written and directed by white people.
Nice. Tell us how you really feel.
That's right.
So yeah, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, J.K. Simmons, and John Legend.
There you go.
Yeah, and John Legend.
There you go. There's your token person of color.
So this is a weird one. I like some of it.
Yeah.
But I really dislike parts of it too.
Yeah.
I kind of like the film, but I kind of don't at all either.
I'm similar, but my distaste for this film far exceeds any enjoyment I had while watching it. I love Ryan Gosling. I've never been a big fan of Emma Stone. Like, her eyes are huge, and she looks kind of like an insect. And
I like her.
Yeah.
But Yeah, not so much in this movie. Her character is the main problem I have with the film.
Yeah.
Everything Ryan Gosling does is like shown all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything Emma Stone does gets cut off.
Oh, yeah.
It feels really weird.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Gosling's character is a jazz guy who plays live all the time. They show like full songs of him playing live.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's cool. And then Emma Stone does something, cut to black.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Is this all about nostalgia for people?
I think so.
I hate nostalgia.
Yeah.
Show me something new.
They even show, what was that? I'm going to show my, just how uncultured I am. Which film did they watch? And then they went to one of the sets.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Where the movie was shot.
It was a DCP.
Yeah. Oh, it was. That's a funny thing. On the marquee, it said it was 35 millimeter.
No, it was a DCP. I didn't like 80% of the songs.
Yeah.
A couple of them are really catchy. You know, Emma Stone's really big scene of the film is this song that's going to be her like Oscar thing that they show on the show.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool.
I did not vibe with this.
Dude,
at all.
We are the 3% once again.
We are. You know, I'm going to say something that I could get in trouble for, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Do what you want, man.
I hinted at it earlier in the review and also kind of hinted at it earlier. And, you know, I'm a native guy from Victoria, BC on the West Coast. I never get to see my people in movies unless they're punching a white woman in Suicide Squad.
For the whole 30 seconds they're in the movie.
Yeah.
Because he's literally in for 30 seconds.
Yeah. I'm talking about Adam Beach. Or if, you know, last time, you know, The Revenant, you know, you get First Nations people there. You get, like, Dances with Wolves. It's basically, like, your stereotype North American Indian kind of thing. So this is, like, the extreme opposite of who I am and what I identify with. As a person and with my culture. And I'm not saying that all art needs to be more native and stuff. But
so we need a native Bechdel test.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah. No, but my thing is though, jazz music, especially the way Damien Chazelle presents it, he talks about, you know, a lot of black jazz musicians in the past. And Damien Chazelle's a white guy. Ryan Gosling's a white guy. And he's going to be the white savior of jazz and golden age cinema. And the thing with golden age cinema, I guess you could say, though, it was all just white people back then, too. So maybe it makes sense that he only casts white people in this movie, with the exception of John Legend, of course. But something about that just really turned me off. I think it's a valid point.
I'm like the whitest person alive, and I think this is the whitest movie ever made, pretty much.
It really is.
So it has really weird fantasy elements that kind of felt out of place.
Yeah.
The whole movie kind of feels disjointed at times.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, it's like the Gosling character is nostalgia and the Emma Stone character is like present day.
Yeah.
And they don't mesh.
Yeah. But that's cute that they don't.
Okay.
Okay. She has an iPhone and
I was waiting for the Gosling character to have like a stereotypical dope habit because he's a jazz musician.
Yeah.
I was just like, what? Okay.
Yeah. And there's a bit where his career goes one way and her career goes one way. And this is about, you know, 2/3 of the way through the movie. That kind of stuff didn't mesh for me. Like it didn't flow. I was like, wait a minute. You're being an asshole. Stop being a piece of shit to that person.
Yeah. a big awards movie. Yeah. Everybody loves this film.
Yeah.
Why does this always happen to us? Why are we always the people who don't like certain films?
I don't get it.
Sing Street.
Yeah, Sing
sort
Street.
Sort of like this movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck your nostalgia. Show me something new. Mm-hmm. Show me something cool about jazz that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Or old school Hollywood.
Yeah.
Show me something new.
Yeah.
This feels like a retread of stuff I've already seen.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen the Jacques Demy films. I know where you copied it from, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, show me something original, and this film is not original. I'm sorry if people really like it. I love that people like it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Go and see this film. You might really love it, because we're the only people that don't.
Yeah.
But at the same time, don't rag on us for not liking it, because it's just, it just feels like recycled stuff to me. I still think it's watchable, and I think it's not a bad film, but man, this is the quote unquote front runner for Oscar.
Yeah.
Got me, man. That's not true. That can't be true. I can tell you 20 or 30 other films I like better than this.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you. Like, I wish I could love anything half as much as the way white people love musicals. I think that's a big part of it. People just love musicals. Well, when's the last...
You know what, though? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I like Les Miserables. I'm the only person that liked that film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love that film.
You enjoyed that, yeah.
I really love that film.
Yeah.
And the music does nothing for me in this film.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work. Like, you either got the goods or you don't. Mm-hmm. This is not Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, that's true.
That brought something cool
and
fresh.
Yeah.
Because Baz Luhrmann is a visual wizard. Everything looks amazing.
Yeah.
This looks like stuff I've seen before.
Yeah.
A little more Moulin Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
This might have been a little better.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you kind of hit it spot on. It's just retreading stuff. And there's a moment in the movie where one of the characters says to another character, like, you're living in the past. You need to find new ways to create art and move this jazz forward. And it's like, yeah, you do. Yeah, Damien Chazelle. Like, come on. Get with the program here.
I'm going to try to be really as vague as possible here because it's kind of a spoiler, but I like the ending.
Okay.
I like that it kind of didn't do what I thought it would do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I can respect the ending.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give it that much.
Man, Adrian's is on fire tonight. He doesn't like anything.
Fuck everything, dude.
Yeah, it's like, I just, you can do better than this.
Yeah.
And you should expect better than this.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. If just for reference, if you haven't read Richard Brody of the New Yorker, did a really great article / review of La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
He says it better than us.
Oh, yeah.
He hated this film.
Yeah. Yeah. And you linked that to me, and I was like, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's a legitimate take on this movie, and says basically everything that we feel about it, but better.
And you know what? I know people who've seen this and they love it. Cool.
Yeah.
Tell me why you like it, and I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you why I kind of don't like it.
Yeah.
I hope you respect that.
That's right.
Because probably people won't.
Yeah.
One other cool thing I liked, the aspect ratio is really super tight. It's in ultra something something, 255 to 1 instead of 240 to 1, which makes it kind of look old schoolish, like almost like it was shot 70mm.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is like a 3 out of 5 at best for me.
Yeah.
And you're like a 1?
Like 2 maybe out of 5. I was just so bored while watching it.
That's another key. I was kind of bored too.
Yeah.
And I, you know, for what people are saying about this film, like, this has been praised for a while. This has been showing since September.
Yeah.
Has a really high, like, Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic, if that means anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping for more. I don't know if you mentioned this, but I'm going to bring this up again. This might be related. Actually, I think you said it for Sing Street. Is this 500 Days of Summer all over again, but only from the male perspective and that wish fulfillment aspect of telling a story? Because that's what I got from the Gosling thing. It was just all about him.
The Emma Stone character is neutered a lot.
Yeah.
Every time she tries something, it's weird.
Yeah.
That's a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
500 Days of Summer, the most influential movie in Hollywood history.
There you go. Yes. It is a great film, though. I love that movie.
I love that movie, yeah.
But yeah, it's like, taking that one aspect of the movie and applying it to a feature-length film, there's something that doesn't feel genuine.
And by the way, once again, hate mail towards Adrian Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Hook me up.
Yeah, because I want nothing of your bullshit.
I'm proud to stand alone on this one. I can tell you why I feel the way I feel. And, you know, I think a big part of it, too, is, you know, I'm just not a white guy. I didn't grow up with white privilege and all the fun stuff you guys get to enjoy that I never did.
And you know what? I hope Hollywood gives 11 Oscars to the movie about Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
How about maybe supporting the film that, you know, comes along once, maybe for the first time ever, about, you know, people in the black ghetto not being, like, drug dealers who like shoot people all the time.
Yeah.
You finally get a film of substance.
Yeah.
And it won't win a thing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile. But they, it's like old school Hollywood.
Yeah.
Give it all the awards.
Give it to the blonde hair, blue eyed.
Yeah. The 3%, beautiful man. The 3%, man.
Yeah.
We are the 3%.
We truly are.
Sorry if we ruined your day.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not.
No, I'm not sorry either. Our distaste for a film should not retract from your enjoyment of the film. Like, your enjoyment, that's yours. Like, my enjoyment of some of the movies that maybe Bill doesn't like, that's mine, and nobody can take that from me. So, especially this time of year, always remember that. Like, you're not, movies aren't like your sports team, and we've talked about that before. Sure, you want your favorite movie to make all the money in the world and get all the awards, but that's not the only way to validate your opinion.
The person who gave me the Oscar screener for this film, I bet you has seen it 5 or 6 times already, and it's like his favorite film of all time.
Oh, really? Wow. Crazy.
Enough said.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, give me the Three Colors trilogy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 3 out of 5, man.
Yeah.
And I think I might be being nice on that, but...
yeah.
Who knows? It might become this amazing film on second viewing.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched Sing Street again, and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah. Can't win them all. And
no.
I would love to love every single movie I watch, but that's just my thoughts, man.
Shout out to filmmaker Joseph Kahn, too.
Yeah, dude.
He is also on board.
He kept it real on Twitter about La La Land.
Yeah.
He was just like, I was so bored. Yeah.
Love it.
Echoed the same things that I had to say. So yeah, that's La La Land. You'll probably love it. So,
and if you don't, tweet at me because I want to hear why you didn't like it.
That's right. Hook us up. All right. Let's move on to our next movie. Peter Berg has a new film. It's called Patriots Day.
Those are not our guys. Meanwhile, you guys aren't any closer to identifying the two we're really looking for. We need to release those pictures.
We release the photos now, we have zero control.
If we overplay our hand, we may force these guys to react.
Gentlemen, if I may, right now Boston's working against us. Yeah, that's normal, you gotta murder, no one rats. We don't got that problem. Because in this city, when it comes to terrorism, everybody wants to talk. Look, you have a lot of people talking, but they're talking about the wrong people. You release the photos of our guys, sit back and listen, trust me. You gotta start letting Boston work for us, I'm telling you.
I understand. Boston. But I can't just snap my fingers. This decision goes all the way up to the Attorney General.
Then give me his number. I'll call him right now. This is my city, Rick. Release the goddamn pictures.
Okay, so what does IMDb have to say about this one?
The events leading up and to the aftermath of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing and the citywide manhunt to find the terrorists behind it. Bam!
Yeah.
IMDb.
Hey, there you go.
Holy, man.
Yeah.
I think I might have actually liked the Pete Berg film.
Me too. It's crazy.
It's different.
It is.
Just kind of a straight old detective movie.
Yeah. Very procedural.
Wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah. Yeah. I was expecting, like, the American flag in every shot and, you know, really...
This could have been the ultimate America Fuck Yeah movie.
It totally could have.
So, yeah, Mark Wahlberg and pretty much everybody in Hollywood starring in this film.
Oh, yeah.
So many people.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Berg-isms, if you want to call them that.
Yeah.
Not a lot of flashbangs, not a lot of hyper cuts. Still could use a tripod, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like it if he bought one of those.
Yeah. The bomb goes off and then becomes... almost like a Zodiac or something like that.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I was quite impressed. Mark Wahlberg still can't act worth a damn, though.
Yeah.
He is freaking terrible. Yeah, he trying to show emotion. There's a scene. Yeah. He has to cry in this film. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. Just don't do it.
But the cool thing is that he has a lot of good supporting actors around him who are doing really good work.
Yeah.
I've... Oh, this is surprising.
Yeah.
This shouldn't have been this good. It's still not great.
Yeah.
It's not going to win a, like, best picture or anything, no. But it's definitely watchable.
It's super watchable. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that they did a really great job of showing the care and respect to everyone affected by the tragedy of the terrorist attack that happened that day. And I was really scared about that. I was like, they better not push it too far. But the actual attack, it's handled, it's scary. You get right in the middle of it, but it's not like, doesn't have the Mel Gibson glorified violence thing going to it.
The weird thing is that the Mark Wahlberg character is a composite. He's mm-hmm. not just one guy. He's a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, it's an okay character. The real problem I had with the film is the first half hour or so before the bomb goes off, there's a bunch of characters that just disappear for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of jarring, actually.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
film is about them.
Yeah.
And then they're gone.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
He's in the opening.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, okay. Then, guess they're gone.
Then you see him at the end of the film.
Great
during
mustache.
During the credits.
Yeah. I love his mustache.
Yeah.
That was weird. The two bombers I thought were really good.
They were.
One of them looked really dead on.
Oh, it was eerie.
Yeah. And I didn't know this, but the movie kind of portrayed the younger guy as kind of a stoner
mm-hmm.
who just sold weed
yeah.
to his buddies.
Yeah.
And he was just there for the ride, more or less. That was mm-hmm. I didn't know that was true.
Yeah.
But better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And then at this time of year, can't go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather watch this than La La Land.
Me too. Yeah.
All day.
I would sooner rewatch this over a rewatch of La La Land.
Poor La La Land. Yeah. We're so mean.
And yeah, like I said, the edge that I feel might be as a result of watching two movies based in Massachusetts. And I hope I'm not butchering anything I just said or offending the fellow listener, what, Jim Poliafico.
You're not from Southie?
No, I'm not from there. Oh, there's a cool thing on Movie Bears podcast. I won't get into the details, but Jim has a tie-in to Manchester, which if you listen to the Movie Bears podcast, it's pretty cool. He tells a story of his ties to Manchester. So it was awesome to hear.
Cool.
But yeah, this one, it also has Jimmy Yang, who we know from Silicon Valley. He plays a student. I believe he's a student.
Yeah.
Tech guy. Man, I really enjoyed him in this movie.
Oh, like Bachman, this is your future.
Didn't he prank him? He's like, this is your mother calling.
Yeah.
It's like, he's right around the corner.
He comes on the screen, I'm like, Jin Yang!
Yeah. Yeah. And I really enjoyed his character and his performance. So
this one is a lot better than the other Pete Berg film.
Oh, I didn't even see that
Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah,
I didn't like that one at all.
Okay,
so I automatically thought, and I'm pretty sure when we talked about it last episode, I thought this movie was gonna suck.
Yeah, I was worried.
Yeah,
I kind of didn't want to watch it, but. Yeah, turned out to be pleasantly surprised, and I love that when I can go in kicking and screaming and going, oh, you can't make me watch this, and then I'm like, wow, I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Usually he's in full Michael Bay mode.
That's right.
It's not.
Yeah.
This is, you know, probably the surprise of the show, if there's such a thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to say that.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
So, yeah, I think you can do definitely a lot worse than this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as I said, it's not going to win anything. It's like a 3.5 out of 5 all day.
Yeah.
But, it's decent stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's exciting to watch. And for us, you know, we witnessed these events in real time and to be able to put some more images to some of the stories you heard on the news and in the newspapers and such. I thought that was really interesting, perspective. And I'm sure, you know, as you mentioned, Wahlberg's sort of a collective story of multiple guys and such, but that's necessary in a movie like this.
All the guys in his crew tell him to cut his hair.
Oh yeah.
And he's got long hair.
Yeah, that's right.
You just brought something up that's really true. This movie shouldn't work because we did know the story.
Yeah.
The fact that it kept us interested shows that it's a decent movie.
Oh yeah.
Like it shouldn't. We know the story.
Yeah.
But it did.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. That's the tough balancing act when you have one of those I'm borrowing this from Eric D. Snyder. He calls them boats movies based on a true story. Nice. Boats. So yeah, movies based on a true story. It's tough to keep the audience interested and when you know what's going to happen from start to finish.
Good on Pete Berg.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Good for you, Pete Berg.
Yeah.
Keep doing movies, man.
Yeah. Just not about oil rigs.
There you go.
Or Will Smith superheroes.
Oh, man. I kind of enjoyed Hancock.
When he was in jail, he put a dude's head up his own ass or something like that, didn't he?
I think so.
Fuck Hancock. What are yeah. you talking about, sir?
I watched it once when it came out.
Oh,
I remember enjoying it.
Sure, it ages incredibly well.
That's right. Yeah, we'll add a special feature to the show called the Pete Berg Enjoyment Society or something.
The Pete Berg Appreciation Hour.
There you go.
Starring Adrian Charlie.
Yeah. Featuring Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We've talked too much about Pete Berg.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
So, yeah. Patriots Day.
Yeah. Check it out.
Recommended.
Yeah. Good check stuff. It out. Next up, let's get into the movie club. This is where Bill picks a movie that I haven't seen. He just somehow knows the movies I haven't seen. And it's cool, though, because these are the movies where I've always wanted to watch, but I've been too lazy to put them in my Blu-ray player and check them out.
Well, this one was easy.
Yeah.
Because who's had a better year than Jeff Nichols?
Jeff Nichols, man.
Yeah.
We got two movies from Jeff Nichols this year. How cool is that?
And they're both just pimping, man.
Yeah, man.
So good.
Yeah, great stories, great performances. And this one for Movie Club is called Shotgun Stories. This is his premiere film, right? His first film.
Yeah, from 2007.
Yeah.
He's been working for a while.
Yeah.
Hasn't made a ton of films.
Yeah.
But, this one, eh?
Dude.
I hadn't, as I said last episode, I didn't remember much. Like, I kind of had a brief thought on what happened, but I was wrong. It went a little different than I thought it was going to. It was like a first-time watch.
Oh, cool.
And I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Great film.
Yeah.
Great film.
It's about this weird family dynamic where three brothers, their father leaves, gets remarried, then has more kids, and then he dies. And then at the funeral, the Michael Shannon character just goes nuts and starts saying all this stuff and then spits on the casket.
That was awesome. Yes.
And starts a war.
Yeah.
And holy crap, this is a war. Like this is, but it's told through this like Jeff Nichols restraint.
Yeah.
Like we talked about in Loving.
Yeah.
Like how he's just like the master of just letting things roll nice and slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, wow. Like, even back then, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
This is really good stuff.
Yeah, man. To me, this feels like a Southern Shakespearean story. We've got two families facing off, and their common thread is like this father who, to Michael Shannon's family, was an asshole who left them and let their hateful mother raise them, and he kind of took the high road and found God with his other family. So you've got this really just amazing face-off of families that are from other sides of the track kind of thing, you know? Man, I really enjoyed that.
Featuring this amazing actor you might have heard of, Michael Shannon, who is just pure, like, hatred in this film, but doesn't say it.
Yeah.
He's just a beast in this film.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah.
And he is so young looking. It's weird.
Yeah. It is weird. Yeah, because the scene opens with him waking up in his bedroom and kind of...
He's skinny as a rail.
Yeah.
He's like 30 pounds lighter than he is now.
Yeah.
He looks like a kid.
Yeah.
But I think he was like 30 when he shot this film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
unreal.
I'm making no sense when I say he looks like a kid, but he does.
Yeah.
Compared to what he looks like now.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And you touched on this before. This is a violent movie, but it's not really that violent. And there's no glorified violence here. Like, he's not saying this is the right thing to do, this is the wrong thing to do, but it's very muted, but he gives you just enough so that you know what's happening, and it's still super effective. When people get hurt, or worse, you really feel the effects of what just happened.
It's the Tarantino effect. Yeah. All the stuff happens off camera and you think you saw it.
Oh, totally. You paint your own picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nichols has this way of just showing real life in just like the rawest form.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Like this small town has the weirdest characters. Like this dude named Shampoo.
Yeah.
Who looks like a Hansen brother from Slapshot.
He totally does.
He's got tape all over his eyes, got a broken arm.
Yeah.
And he's got the long greasy hair.
Yeah.
Looks like he's gonna say, "Put me in, coach."
Yeah. Yeah, old time hockey.
Yeah, and as I said, that funeral scene, holy,
yeah.
That is a great scene.
It is.
Just Michael Shannon just delivering that line just so calmly and just with like hatred. It's just unreal. And then he spat on the casket. And,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good stuff.
That was hardcore. When's the last time you saw that in a movie?
Yeah.
Never.
And just as I said, like he has this way of making characters just feel like really real and kind of strange at the same time. Like Michael Shannon's character has a brother who has an air conditioner that they just randomly hook up outside on a picnic table in the middle of the day, just chilling, drinking beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's really weird. I have never seen that before, but hey, it works.
Yeah, I love the brother dynamic. And you know me, I've got three brothers actually. And I could really relate to all those kinds of things. And what I love about the movie too is that there are characters on both sides of the families that aren't comfortable with hurting each other, and but they're pulled into it, right? Like they're pulled into this dark force and witnessing their struggle. That would be me. Like,
yeah.
I front a lot. Like I sometimes talk like I'm a tough guy, but if you put me in the ring with somebody, I would have no idea what to do.
Strong. And the mom. You touched on the mom. Mm-hmm. Wow, she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Just a cold, evil woman.
Yeah.
And the Michael Shannon character was like, blamed everything on her. He's like, you raised us like this.
Yeah.
And now we're doing this.
Yeah.
And that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
This was really cool that I hadn't seen this in a while, because as I said, I totally forgot this, and this was really cool for me too. That's pretty rare on Movie Club, because I've usually seen the movies like recently.
Yeah,
but yeah, so good.
Nice.
So good. I don't know if it's a perfect rating for me. I think it might be like a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
But as you were saying earlier on Twitter, and as I said last show, if you don't trust us, go read The Master. Mm-hmm. His name is Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
4-star review.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I did he mention it in his review, talking about David Gordon Green?
Yeah.
How he basically gave this movie legs because it was not picked up for distribution, and he pushed it on the festival circuit, and he has producer credit, and that's super cool, man, because back then, David Gordon Green, he was, like, starting to come up.
Yeah, he was an indie darling. He did, like, George Washington and got on the map and did, like, Undertow and a bunch of other movies. You know, before, he was a stoner movie guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
My favorite David Gordon Green film, All the Real Girls.
Nice.
So good.
Right on.
So good.
Right on.
Super glad you dug this, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and it was my last film that I from Jeff Nichols that I hadn't seen. The first one, of course, that I watched was Take Shelter, and that's just a phenomenal film. Another thing I wanted to talk about is Adam Stone is the director of photography for all of Jeff Nichols' films. I just love the way he shoots the landscape. Like, the landscape is really a character in all of these movies, and that sounds really cliche, but it really just adds to the story. You know where they come from. You can picture, like, their entire lives, where they grew up and where they are now, where they're going to be tomorrow, and it just helps you let your guard down and just feel completely immersed in these worlds. So I love the way Adam Stone shoots these films.
Cool, man. One more thing. I forgot about this.
Oh, yeah.
The scene with the brother buying the gun.
Yeah.
And then going to the place to try to get some retribution.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that was intense, dude.
Good scene.
Yeah.
This movie is full of these.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, I think it's only available on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think this even has, like, a... Probably, I don't even know if it has distribution anymore. Like, it's probably...
Yeah.
Like, it's been a while. Like, it didn't really have distribution a lot back then either. Like, it was a pretty small film. Like, Jeff Nichols is a big dude now, but this film was not seen.
Yeah, that's right.
So hunt it down.
Yeah, hunt it down with your shotgun. And watch Shotgun Stories. It's so good, man.
Right on.
Yeah.
Glad you liked it, man.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really enjoyed it.
Wicked.
Yeah. What do you have for us on the next show?
Okay, I'm feeling dumb about this now because it's a Kenneth Lonergan film.
I'm going to hate it.
I hope you don't. It's going to be one of those
You won't be able to take it if I don't,
it's
right?
It's going to be one of those weird episodes where I'm just like all over the film. For what it's worth, from the year 2000, Kenneth Lonergan's debut film, You Can Count on Me.
Cool.
I love this film. I watch it at least once a year.
Nice.
I think it's great.
Right on.
Featuring the really super underrated Laura Linney.
Okay, yeah.
I love Laura Linney.
She's good, yeah.
Just heartbreaking stuff. I'll grab the disc. I don't know if it's on Netflix or anything, but here's the DVD, sir.
Hey, all right. Thanks, man.
Bill's DVD collection is getting the workout.
There you go.
On Adrian's 4K television.
That's right.
Love it.
Yeah. My 4K system rejected Shotgun Stories, by the way. Audio didn't work. I had to go throw it on my PlayStation 4.
Snobs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, oh, cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah. You mean the little indie film from 2007 didn't have 7.1 lossless sound?
That's right.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what's up with that.
Oh, disappointing.
Yeah, no, my player actually made a throw-up sound and ejected the disc. No thanks.
Nice.
Get this filthy beast out of me.
This 480p thing.
That's right. Yeah.
It's not even like 720p HD.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Yeah. No, that's cool, man.
Cool. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
If not, it's going to be weird, but it's cool. I love it.
Yeah. We will retire the show.
No, at least you'll come telling me why you didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually had a talk with Will Lindis about that today. We had a brief discussion. I was like, I talked to him first. Sometimes I'll talk to him. I'm like, dude, I don't know about tonight. It's going to be weird because, like, I didn't quite vibe with Manchester by the Sea the way Bill did. And we had to talk about it. And he's like, yeah, just be honest. Just blah, blah, blah. He's pumping me up kind of thing.
He didn't say you were wrong?
No.
Will.
Yeah. But the only time that I have problems with somebody else's opinion is when they're just stupid about it. Like, I'll give you one example. This one guy I found online said that he didn't like the way Arrival pandered to the Chinese audience by including them in the movie. He thought it was just Villeneuve chasing the Chinese box office. And I was just like, you're a fucking idiot.
No.
Like, China's a world powerhouse.
Like, all the people in the film, country-wise, were world powers.
Yeah.
And it totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. You're a moron.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
That kind of thing, yeah, no. You're just straight up wrong about that. So, yeah, if you have an opinion, you can back it up. I'm willing to listen to you and tell you why you're wrong. Cool. So that's Movie Club. We enjoy it. We're like 33 or 34 titles deep in the Movie Club. And
Adrian's liked at least 30 of them.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, man. Like, I dig it, dude.
Cool.
So yeah, Movie Club. And if you want to join Movie Club, watch the movie, send us your thoughts on Twitter or Facebook, and we'll read them on the show. It's always fun when people participate.
Nice.
All right, so let's move into the next section of the show, the lightning round. This is where we just offer brief reviews of other films we've watched between last episode and this episode. I'll start us off because I think my list is going to be much smaller than yours here. It's not the size that can't... I'll stop myself.
It's all about the girth.
It's all about the girth. Anyway.
Give me something girthy then.
Girthy, all right, here we go. Office Christmas Party. This is just...
Start strong, dude. Start strong.
I'll pull out. Hang on. I enjoyed this one. I laughed a whole bunch. I like the cast. I didn't write any names down, but, you know...
Everybody's in this film.
Every comedian you've seen...
wasn't this first in like an SNL sketch or something?
I'm not sure. Yeah, wouldn't shock me if it was.
I read that somewhere.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. But yeah, Kate McKinnon's in it. Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn,
Jennifer Aniston, T.J. Miller.
T.J. Miller.
everybody.
Yeah. And this Jillian Bell, I think is her name.
I like her.
She is awesome in this.
She always kind of steals movies.
She needs to be in like every movie where she just shows up for 5 minutes and steals the show. But yeah, it's exactly what you think it is. There's no crazy plot twists. There's just more jokes that you don't see in the trailer. A lot of them don't work, but some of them do work, and the ones that do work, like, man, I watched this with Kyle and Jeremy, and we were just howling. Like, one moment Kyle said like he had problems breathing for a minute. So
wow,
it's like, yeah, it's cool, man. So yeah, if you have a slight interest in Office Christmas Party, you'll probably enjoy it. But if you're on the fence, this probably won't work for you. That's cool.
Maybe I'll see this after I see Rogue One for the fourth time.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
And Collateral Beauty for the first time.
Oh, jeez. You can take that bullet for the team.
I totally thought you were taking one for the team watching this one.
Oh, yeah, no.
Nothing but bad about it, so I didn't see it.
I like the cast. I really enjoyed the cast.
Cool.
Speaking of taking bullets, I also watched Jackie.
Wow. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Straight to hell for that
one. Here we go.
Yeah, wow. That crossed my mind. I apologize. Oh, that was bad.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Don't edit that out. That's too... No. That's gold, man.
Dude, but seriously, though, Jackie, I love this film. Pablo Larraín
is a fucking genius.
He is a genius.
I'm so happy you like this.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were going to like this one at all, but I think it's one of the best films of the year.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even close.
By far.
It is stunning.
Yeah.
Everything is stunning.
Yes. It's, yeah, man. Natalie Portman.
Give me Natalie Portman over Emma Stone any day.
All day, every day.
Any day.
Yeah.
Any contest, she will win.
Yeah.
See the film, you will know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Holy crap, is she great.
Yeah. For a while, I forgot I was watching Natalie Portman because she just totally disappears into this role, and she really captures the grace and beauty of Jackie Kennedy.
And the monotony of everything to do with the presidency.
Oh, totally.
That's what I think shocked me the most about this film. It was just how stupid it is.
Oh yeah,
like, yeah. We obviously know what happens,
yeah,
and the film kind of shows that, but it's all the stuff that happens after it.
Mm-hmm.
All the bullshit that I think really interested me in this film. I was just the way that everything becomes sort of pushed aside right away.
Oh yeah,
the new president was sworn in right away, and he wanted to do everything right away. Meanwhile, this woman's husband got blown away in a car.
Yeah,
and they're just kind of like pushing her kind of out.
Yeah,
and it's weird.
Yeah,
I was blown away by that. Just the way he showed that, just unreal. And yeah, and Portman.
Yeah.
And Larraín.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've been talking about Pablo Larraín for a while, folks.
Yeah, years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No joke.
With no?
He is not a joke.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to mention, best score of the year.
Oh, yeah. It's phenomenal.
Michael Levi, who did Under the Skin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe the best score in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Which... a score shouldn't freak the shit out of you.
Yeah.
That Under the Skin score freaked the shit out of me.
Yeah. And this one just nails home the dread that you feel. And, man, there's the performances in this film. Everybody's just...
Sarsgaard,
man.
Wow.
Bobby Kennedy, right?
Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just, he's always been terrific.
The weird thing is he looks nothing like him.
Yeah.
But man, is he that person.
It really is.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Everybody in this film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarsgaard. Wow. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Not to mention our homegirl, Greta Gerwig's in this.
Yes.
She plays like her assistant.
/ best friend. Yeah. / only friend.
Only friend.
Because you kind of get the feeling it's really lonely to be in the Oval Office.
Oh, totally.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love Greta Gerwig.
Yeah,
with her short little bob. Love it.
Oh, I'm just smitten by her every time I see her. But yeah, her scenes with Portman, like, there's some quiet scenes where I was just like, I was like hugging my heart while I'm watching this movie, like through my chest. I was just like, I could feel myself making a fist over my heart and just going, oh my gosh, this is something special. Yeah.
There's a scene, it's in the trailer, so I'm not really giving it away, where she's having a shower.
Yeah.
Just from the back, shows in the trailer, not a spoiler, that shot blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the pure stillness and grossness of it at the same time. It's so great. Everything about this film. I freaking love this film. You guys are going to be really surprised how high this isn't in my top 10.
Oh, wow.
No joke.
Yeah.
I love this film.
Yeah. It's something special, man. Just everything about it. I loved it. I like the story, the performances, the way they shot it. And it
shot it.
Oh my God. Talking about shooting. Oh man. I can't stop myself. And I always forget his name. The priest. Hurt.
Something. Oh, John Hurt.
John Hurt.
Yeah.
Dude, I did a pretty good job of keeping it together through this whole movie. Like, I was obviously very moved by Portman. But yeah, his performance really just, brought it home for me.
I love how this has turned into like a main review.
Yeah, that's right.
Earlier in the day, Adrian texts me. He's like, why aren't we doing Jackie main review? And I'm like, because Patriot's Day is a bigger film.
Yeah.
So we'll fuck it. We'll just do, this is our show.
That's right.
Long review for Jackie.
There you go.
Yeah.
But as soon as this is available in your market, go see it. Go support it.
And nobody's talking about this at all.
Yeah. Why aren't people talking about this over La La Land?
I don't know. Like, it showed up really high on Ehrlich's video.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
People are actually going to see that video and say, wow, Jackie, that high.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also the first time I've seen Lion anywhere, like, near anything on a video. Like, there's a thing of Lion in that. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. I'm going to talk about Lion in a minute.
Yeah.
But, and Kate plays Christine, another film I absolutely love.
Yeah.
This is a freaking 5-star masterpiece.
Yep.
La La Land will win everything, but this is the one that probably should win everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think it's
superb.
Yeah. Love it. I'm super glad you liked it. I had a really weird vibe you wouldn't like it.
Oh, yeah. No, Lorraine is quickly becoming one of my favorite filmmakers because I've only seen No and The Club and Jackie.
The Club is a just beast of a film.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
No was like, I think my number 2 or 3 movie of that year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think he's a genius.
Oh.
Yeah, please go and check this out.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to make money.
Oh, yeah.
It's arty.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still think you'll love it.
Yeah. It's accessible to everybody. Yeah, like, I
think it's that damn good, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I'm so happy you liked that.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yes.
Oh, hell yeah. It's one that I'll be pushing to all my friends and family.
Cool.
Go see Jackie.
Cool.
Yeah. So
listen to that score on repeat.
Dude. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. It that haunted me as I was watching it. I was just like, oh my God.
And I had that fucking Camelot song in my head for like days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
So good.
Yeah.
Right on.
So that's my lightning round. I saw those two on top of our main reviews.
Right on. Onward and Upward. Nocturnal Animals.
Yeah.
The new Tom Ford movie starring Amy Adams, Jake Gyllenhaal, Michael Shannon again.
Yeah.
Really,
oh, cool. Yeah.
Really awesome. When I walked out, I had no idea what just happened.
Oh, really?
I was really just like, and then I thought about it for a bit, kind of peeled that onion back. And once I figured it out, I really liked it.
Cool.
It just took me a really long time to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's a really strange film.
Oh, really?
Really strange.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I want to see it again.
Nice.
Maybe a couple times.
Yeah.
And I might like it even more. I think it's one of those films.
Mm-hmm.
You're either really going to hate it or you're really going to like it.
Yeah.
And I think I liked it.
Cool.
And by that I say I think, because I'm still not quite sure.
Wow.
It's a really strange film.
Crazy.
But yeah, I think I like it.
Right on. Yeah, I can see the quote on the poster. I think I like it. Yeah. Question mark.
Yeah, totally. So, see it?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Check it out.
Yeah. If that's not a positive review, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So a couple films I saw at the Whistler Film Festival, the ones that I liked.
Yeah.
Lion.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I was dehydrated after this film. Oh, no. I cried so hard.
Wow.
It is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Dev Patel, Nicole Kidman, a young boy gets separated from his family, and his journey trying to find his family via Google Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it is beautiful.
Sweet.
It's the movie, other than that, and Jackie, these are the films that nobody is talking about.
Yeah.
And I think it's really, really, really great.
Nice.
And I want people to see it.
Yeah.
And you can text me and go, I need to drink 4 Gatorades afterward. Like this one, seriously, yeah. If you don't cry during this one and you're like the biggest softy, except for when you're not and it's weird.
Yeah.
I think you're going to dig the fuck out of this film, dude.
Sweet, man.
I love this film.
Right on.
Also, like, I think you guys might be shocked at how high this is on my top 10.
Really?
Wow. I loved this film.
Wicked, man.
And I might be the only one.
Yeah.
The people, my friends at the festival loved it.
Yeah.
But I've heard some mixed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Tapley from Variety said, there's two different types of people this year. People who like Lion and people who don't.
Okay, yeah.
So, Lion of the Sand movie.
There you go.
I think it's great.
Right on, dude.
Speaking of films that I really, really, really like.
Yeah.
20th Century Women, the new Mike Mills film.
Okay,
yeah. A couple years ago, he made Beginners.
Okay, yeah.
A film I also really love.
Yeah, that's a great film.
Annette Bening, it may be the second best performance I've seen this year.
Wow, really?
Also above Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah.
The great Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
Who? Nice. Billy Crudup in full Russell Hammond mode.
Oh, really?
Even got the mustache and the long hair.
Nice.
Elle Fanning.
Yeah.
I love this film.
Sweet.
It's like a really great Wonder Years episode.
Oh, no way.
Oh, and it fit me like a glove, man.
Sweet.
Love this film.
Sweet.
Yeah, Annette Bening, just out of this world. And yeah. Kudos to Mike Mills. I freaking love this film.
Cool.
Just go and see it.
Yeah.
It's like a coming-of-age story that kind of changes from the person you think it's actually the coming-of-age story of.
Cool.
It's in this, like, 1979, and I had a really funny... She's going to kill me for this, but Marina Antunes told me after the screening how much she hates Greta Gerwig.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I thought I would tell you that.
Oh.
She's like, you and Adrian, you're bloody Greta Gerwig love.
Oh.
She's so great in this film. She has this really great scene that is going to kill you.
Wow.
She's got really short hair that's dyed red.
Yeah.
And she dances.
Oh, cool.
Dances better than she did in every other movie you've seen her dance in.
Nice.
Oh, I freaking love this film.
Yeah.
I'm gushing now. Like, these Lion and 20th Century Women, man.
Sweet.
Love these films.
That's cool.
And I don't care if I'm the only one.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Cool, man.
And the one other film I want to talk about from the film festival, the new Ben Wheatley film, Free Fire.
Yeah.
Which legitimately should have been a 30-minute short.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
But it's an hour and a half. It's still kind of fun because there's lots of really good actors in it.
Yeah.
But it sort of wears its welcome out.
Oh, really?
Because it's like, okay, do something else.
Yeah.
You've already, it should have been a short. Which sucks because I like Ben Wheatley a lot.
Yeah.
And this was pretty much the reason I went to the film festival because it opens in March.
Yeah.
But it's like a 3.5, 3 out of 5.
Okay, yeah.
Fun. Great soundtrack. Just runs out of steam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not a bad film. It's not a great film either.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden Figures.
Okay, yeah.
The African-American women who more or less put men in space because they could do math.
Mm-hmm.
Untold story for a very long time.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is a really, really great story that has a pretty generic movie behind it.
Oh, okay.
It should have been a better movie. This would have been a really great indie film where they could have went really far with it.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they tried to make this movie for everyone.
Okay.
Kind of. And it just should have been a better movie because the story is really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Acting is really good. I just wish it was a better movie.
Yeah.
It's still watchable as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
I just wanted more from it.
Yeah.
Not a bad film.
Cool.
But not great either.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Miss Sloane.
Oh, yeah. How is this?
Jessica Chastain just chewing scenery.
Sweet.
She's really good, but if not a little loud.
Okay.
You'll understand when you see
it. Yeah.
It's not a bad film. I actually quite liked it. It's just not quite there.
Mm-hmm.
Good film, not great.
Okay.
About lobbyists.
Okay, yeah.
The scum of the earth.
Yeah.
And she's really scummy.
Yeah.
But it's really cool because it's a female.
Okay.
I love powerful female characters. And she is super powerful in this.
Wicked.
It's great.
Nice.
She is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good but not great.
Cool.
And that is it for me.
That's it. Right on, dude.
I've
been a busy man.
Yeah, I've been watching Oscar screeners.
Yeah. On top of playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Can't wait to play some more tonight.
Living life. Yeah.
But yeah, Jackie.
Yeah, dude, Jackie.
And Lion and 20th Century Women, but Jackie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys see Jackie.
Jackie's outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the lightning round.
a really long lightning round.
It was.
Sorry.
All good. It's all good stuff.
I don't think I've been that positive about movies for a while. It's so good.
That's awesome.
Like, the first two of the first three movies I saw at Whistler were 20th Century Women and Lion.
Okay,
and I was like,
yeah.
Holy crap, this is going to be the greatest film festival ever.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the movie sucked.
Oh, man.
I liked two of the nine movies I saw. Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two prestigious films.
But damn, those films were good.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Right on, man.
So, legit, the next episode is just going to be prestige films.
Cool. I'm so okay with that.
They're all opening.
Nice.
December 16th. Collateral Beauty, the prestige film of the year. Will Smith as a professor who his wife dies and he writes letters to death and love and all these emotions to cope with it. I think that's what I got out of the trailer.
Yeah.
Looks really fucking
awful. It looks
awful.
Like Demolition, but with Will Smith.
Nice. It looks really terrible. And I know somebody who's seen it, and they agreed. It's really terrible.
Nice.
So I have a weird thing where I think I have to see this film just to say how bad it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll see it after Rogue One for the fourth time, as
there
I
you
said,
go.
At
there
Office
go.
Christmas party for the
there
first
go.
Time.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's been getting good reviews for the people that have seen it. Luckily, I haven't been spoiled yet.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen, but...
it's a matter of time.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You all know what that one is. I'm just going to leave that for there.
There you go.
Fences.
Yeah.
I've seen part of it.
Okay, yeah.
I should say enough right there.
Yeah. That's right.
I turned it off.
Wow.
It felt like a play to me.
Oh,
it's
damn.
Really preachy.
Yeah.
But it's good, but I was just like, this is a play.
Mm-hmm.
I'll finish it in a couple days.
Yeah.
And the last movie on that day is Limited. Pablo Larraine.
Nice.
Naruda.
Okay.
Which I've seen, which I really loved, because
nice.
It's Pablo Larraine.
Nice.
Yeah, it's about the poet Pablo Neruda, who became like a political prisoner, and he kind of went on the run.
Okay.
And this bumbling detective played by Gael Garcia Bernal tries to find him, and the movie is more about him being a fuck-up than actual Neruda.
That's awesome.
Because it's a Pablo Larraine film.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Cool.
I really liked it.
Nice.
One of my favorite films of the Vancouver International Film Festival earlier in the year.
Cool.
December 21st/23rd. Holy crap. There's like 15 movies.
Okay, yeah.
Typical. It's Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Why Him? James Franco.
Oh,
Bryan
right.
Cranston.
Oh.
Looks really bad.
Yeah.
Won't be seeing that one. I don't know. I'll probably see it. Fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah.
A Monster Calls. Adrian's seen this one. He hated it.
I hated this movie. The score is the main character in the movie.
Nice. Nice.
As I was walking out of the theater, a studio rep was there saying, "What did you think of the movie?" And he had a camera crew with him and a microphone. I was like, "Oh, you don't want my opinion on this." He's like, "No, man, come on, tell me, what did you think?" And I was like, "Oh, no, it's okay, man, I'll pass." And I started walking. He's like, "No, tell me what you thought." And I was like, "I hated it." He looked like, the look on his face was like I kicked his dog right in front of him.
Nice.
It was awesome.
I seriously, I like the trailer a lot. So.
Yeah, it's a good trailer.
And legit, think you might be the only person who didn't like this film. So
yeah,
I'll probably hate it too. Let's be honest.
We'll see.
Yeah, I got the hookup for it, so I'll be seeing you in a couple of days.
Nice.
Silence, the new Martin Scorsese film.
Oh, dude, I can't wait for this.
One of the films that people haven't seen that they're making top 10 lists. Looks really great.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield, Adam Driver.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Yeah.
With looking for Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it looks amazing. The trailer is beautiful.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's really long.
Okay.
But I heard it's really rewarding if you stay with it.
Nice.
So can't wait.
So it's a Scorsese film.
Pretty much. I don't think it's Wolf of Wall Street. I think it's more Kundun.
Okay, yeah.
Or Last Temptation of Christ.
I'll take that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, man.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Fassbender.
Video game adaptation.
Yeah. Usually I'm like, okay, that means bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Fassbender's in it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he doesn't take shit roles for pay.
You never know.
He might, but this one actually doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
I like the games.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Okay, some of them.
Yeah.
Black Flag was really good.
Parkour, yo.
Yeah. Hope they have lots of that in the movie. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But is RZA in it?
Oh, man. I was just going to say.
Nice.
What was that dumb movie called?
Oh, it was. Wasn't that Paul Walker's last movie?
It was.
Oh, I forget what it's called, but who cares? It was shit.
Yeah.
Passengers.
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Chris
man.
Pratt.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Also heard it's really good.
Nice.
Lots of people have already seen it.
Cool.
Can't wait for that one. Did you see David Ehrlich's worst film list of the year?
I did.
Where it said Sing, and
yeah.
Then it said the trailer of Sing.
Yeah, that's right.
Sing!
Sing!
Looks really bad.
I will be skipping this one.
Yeah, I will probably see it, just because.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to see it for the show.
That's right.
I hope it's good. There's been some good animated films this year.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather just watch my Blu-ray of Kubo that I just bought.
Cool.
Another film I've seen, Julieta.
Okay.
The new Pedro Almodovar film.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's really nice. I really like this film.
Cool.
It's a return to form.
Nice.
He's been doing not what he usually does lately. He's been doing not films about women.
Yeah.
Which is what I like to see from him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a film about women. And cool. It's really good.
Cool.
Return to form.
Yeah.
Patriots Day. We already talked about it.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good. Patterson.
Yes.
I've seen this one. I'm not really that big of a fan. I found it really boring.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm, again, one of the only people that didn't like this film.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of top 10 lists.
Yeah.
Lots of people I know loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Found it kind of dry.
Okay.
Meh.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll like it.
I hope so.
20th Century Women.
Hey.
It's really amazing.
Cool.
Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not bad.
Yeah.
Live by Night. It's fucking terrible.
No way.
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm not supposed to say that yet. I think I'm under embargo.
Okay.
But it's fucking terrible. Stay away from that.
Yeah.
And last but not least, one of the surprises of the year, even though it shouldn't have been because it got really high reviews at Cannes, Tony Erdmann.
Yeah.
We both love this film.
Yeah, man.
It's really great.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's it'll sneak up on you.
Yeah.
And it will kick your ass.
Yeah, and make you laugh while it's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a scene in the third act that I think I'm still laughing at. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Thought I was going to chuck my lung up. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. A really great film. Hopefully it's the foreign film winner at the Oscars this year.
I'd be cool with that, man.
Just so people will know about it and go and see it.
Yeah.
I'd be totally happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest. Our favorite foreign film never wins.
That's true.
Yeah. But that's it. There's a ton of films to see. Legitimately, if you say there's nothing to see, you're just not looking.
Yeah. And that's one of our goals here is to target the people who say this has been a bad year, and it's like, no, you're just not watching the right movies.
No, you just didn't watch a movie after June.
That's right. Or you only watched movies in August.
Yeah.
It's
the summer of doom.
That's right.
Ugh.
Yeah, lots of really good stuff. A lot of stuff that we've seen already, and I'll be catching up with between this episode and the next one. So I'm really excited for that. So.
Next episode's going to be great.
Yeah, man. Should be fun. And speaking of that, that falls right on Christmas weekend. So
does it?
Yeah, we'll see. You know what? I don't make a big deal out of Christmas, so
I'll be watching movies on Christmas.
Same here.
I'll be watching Sing.
You can. You can watch Sing.
Yeah. And I'll, it's going to be an interesting day.
Yeah.
What, you know what? Remember last year, Christmas time, 70 millimeter?
That was last year.
Hateful Eight.
Yeah, man.
Why is there not another 70 millimeter presentation? That was so good.
That was awesome, dude.
I loved that.
I had a fun. That was fun. That was last year.
And it felt like a real movie going experience.
Yeah, yeah. People showing up, get their tickets, are excited.
Got a sweet book.
Yeah, buzz before the movie and during the intermission. There's an intermission.
The fucking 70 mil print broke.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That freaked me out. Yeah. You said the guy had to hand crank it, right? Yeah. Or some crap?
Yeah.
Oh, insane.
Yeah. Good stuff.
That was awesome.
I wish there was something like that this year.
Yeah.
But there's tons for people to go and see. So don't be a stranger. Go to the movie theater.
Yeah. And and check out your local art house theaters for these films. Check out the descriptions. Like Vancouver, man. The Cinematheque, the Rio, Fifth Avenue. Those are the places to be. Like, go see whatever's showing in those theaters because they always program great stuff.
Yeah, right after Whistler, I went to Fifth Avenue and I saw Nocturnal Animals. They were playing Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
It's a place to be. Yeah. Those are the upcoming films. And those are the movies we watched between last episode and this episode.
Stay tuned for Star Wars podcast.
Yeah. On that note, we'll be recording a review, spoiler free. We mentioned this earlier in the show, but I thought I'd remind people. It'll go up the day of release. Friday morning,
which never happens for us.
Yeah, never ever happens for us,
which is really cool.
Yeah,
last time was cool because we were so just blown away by it, and I hope it's the same thing.
Man, Star Wars is my jam, so and I'm excited for this one.
It's gonna be really sad when they have a Star Wars film we don't like.
Yeah, I know.
And we have to record a podcast about how we don't like the new Star Wars film. Right. That's gonna kill me.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, you can look forward to that on the next show. That'll be an episode all on its own.
I swear I won't be an asshole this time.
That was funny, man. You showed up like you're Muhammad Ali or something.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I said the talent is here.
Yeah. You're like, the motherfucking talent, yo. It's like, all right. Calm down, Danny McBride.
Such a dick sometimes.
That's all good, man. All good. So I guess we can tell people where they can find us online. You're on Twitter.
I am at soundjam69. Say hi.
Say what up. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Adrian_Charlie. The show has a Twitter account. It's at @green_screen. We also have a website. If you missed the announcement on the last episode, go to thegreenscreenofdeath.com. Slowly but surely, we will put additional content on there for fun. And
it's been really busy.
Yeah. It's a busy time of the year. You can also find us on other podcast platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and we are now on Google Play. So run a search for The Green Screen of Death. If you like what you hear, hit subscribe. Even better, if you comment, leave some feedback for us. That'll help us find a wider audience, and we'd appreciate that.
And if for some reason, if somebody wants to pay us like $200 an article, we'll write tons.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to pay for festivals.
That's right. Yeah, hook us up. Wink, wink. The show brought to you by so-and-so.
Brought to you by La La Land.
Brought to you by La La Land.
The feel-good hit of the year. Except us.
We are going to re-record our review of La La Land. So you can check us out there. That's where you can reach us. As always, we want to thank everybody who's checked us out, and we hope you stick with us. And we're here to stay, damn it. So hit subscribe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sell it.
There you go. We're so bad at self-promotion.
No, we're not good at that at all.
Yeah. And on that note, I guess we should close it off. So thanks for checking us out, and we'll talk with you next time.
Peace.